Hi, I'm Jagdish. Welcome to Jagu Talks, the show where I present my views on the world. I'm a law student, blogger, stock market trader, businessman, entrepreneur, athlete, and a genius according to some, stupid according to many, and I'm only 19.
Hello guys, welcome back to Jagu Talks. This is Jagdish. Thank you for being here with me today. So this episode, we are going to review a book, the classic book, The New Trader, Rich Trader. This is one of the books I read when I actually started out. So this book is by Steve Burns and Holly Burns. You know Steve Burns, of course. He's written so many very wonderful books. So this book actually is very good for a beginner. Like experienced traders also read it, but for a beginner, this is a nice book, actually very good book to understand the psychology, to understand the risk, to understand the methodology of trading. So this book actually is divided into three sections. So first few chapters, first four or five chapters is psychology, and from chapter 6 to 10 is about risk, and chapter 11 to 18 is about methodology of trading. So that is why I like this book. The first thing they focused on is psychology, because psychology is very important during trading. So each and every chapter is like a lesson for you. So it's like a stepping stone, each and every chapter. So the first chapter, I'll tell you, for example. So in the first chapter, it is the new traders are greedy and have unrealistic expectations. Rich traders are realistic about their returns. So this is very true, right? So as a new trader, would have experienced that, you would have expected a return of 30%, 40%, but that won't happen in the market. You should have realistic expectations. My realistic expectation is if I take an intraday trade, it is 1%, not more than that. I like this book because of what it has been focused. Actually, it focuses on psychology more importantly. Like, they tell you what you can expect in the beginning, the psychology part of it, and then only go to risk management, and then go to your original methodology of how you have to trade. This book is like a beginner trader, that is a new trader. He starts his trading experience. This book is like a story. So he starts his trading experience, and he goes through with his trading experience as a beginner trader. And he, whatever doubts he has, he asks this rich trader. He tries to find answers by himself. The thing is, they have mentioned all the mistakes that the new trader does. So you can just, like, as a new trader while reading this book, and also trading, you can just relate your life to the book. So that is what I like about this also. So the one thing I like about this is there's a question which new trader tells, I didn't go through all the trouble of saving money and opening an account to lose. My purpose is to win. And a rich trader sighs and tells, the market will teach you many lessons before you consistently make money. The most dangerous thing you can do is make a lot of money at the beginning. That usually leads to recklessness and big losses in the long run. And the new trader tells, isn't that what I want to do? Win big? The experienced trader tells that, no, you want to get rich quickly. You want to make consistent returns over a long period of time. Your account can grow rapidly by compounding your gains. While you're doing this, you must manage your risk to minimize drawdowns in your equity. Successful trading is based on ever-increasing account equity and minimum drawdowns. Properly managing your account also sets up your trades that will return 25% during a trend. Your first job as a trader is to focus on building a strong trading system, not dreaming of quick profits. So this is very, very relatable when you are a beginner. I related to this book, and then this improves your trading system. Basically, this is one of the part I like in the book. There are a lot of parts I like in the book. So they go on this way. So the first chapter was about unrealistic profits. So the second chapter is about the wrong decisions due to stress a new trader makes. So because money is involved, of course you will take stress to your mind. So due to that stress, you make wrong decisions. But so this second chapter is about psychology, where a new trader takes stress and makes wrong decisions. But a rich trader or an experienced trader, how he manages his stress. So this is about the second chapter is about all of it. And the third chapter is about how new traders are impatient and look for constant actions. But a rich trader are patient and wait for entry and exit signals. So I had to learn this, you know, the hard way, because I used to think that I actually have to trade every day to make profits. It's not that way, but it's like you have to know when to enter and when to exit. Yeah, so that is, of course, you should know that. And like, see, to make consistent profit, you don't actually need to trade every day. You have to just wait for your entry point. Just have patience and wait for your entry point, wait for all of it to set in. See, for example, when I'm taking a trade in the Nifty, I'll see that as Nifty gotten a strong support, for example, as Nifty gotten a support of 200 moving average or a 50 moving average, and as Bank Nifty also got a support on the same moving average, and then I check the RSI and then I check the price action and then only take the trade. So you have to wait for your trade to set up, or your trading setup, or your strategy to come in. Just don't be in a hurry to take trade. Like, don't always wait for a constant action. Don't ever think that, like, you know, there'll be big candles forming big profits. So this is about that psychology of how you can wait, the process it's gonna do for you that way. Also, one more thing about this book is that, like, the writer has put on the quotes in the middle. You can relate the quotes to your trading system and the book also. The quotes was not written by him, like the quotes written by the people, but you can relate it to it. So the fourth chapter is about how a new trader trades because they are influenced by their own greed and fear, but a rich trader uses a trading plan, right? So I told you, like, I wait for my plan to set up, my strategy to set up. So this is about a psychology, chapter where a new trader is influenced by his own greed. That, you know, like I told you, a new trader always wants profits, right? So he tries to trade every day. So that's called, it's kind of a greed, right? That he wants money every day, has to trade every day. See, making consistent profit in market isn't like you make portfolio will be green every day. So out of 21 trading days, hardly you will be trading for 10 days or 11 days. Out of 21 trading days, I hardly trade for 6 or 7 days or 8 days. It's like, even if you trade for 15 days, consistent profit means that out of your 16 trades, if your 10 trades are in green, then that is called consistent profit, according to me. It's that way, right? So this is about that psychology, trading plan, how you should follow your trading plan. So actually, one more, this in the fourth unit, it's like they've made subpart of when is your entering signal, when will you have to sell, how much is your risk on each trade, what is your risk to reward ratio, how much shares you can buy, how much time you have to hold, how to pre-test your system for profitability. All those things will be mentioned in this psychological part. And in the fifth chapter, it's like a new traders are unsuccessful when they stop learning. Rich traders never stop learning about market. So it's like new traders hardly, like, they just read few books, attend few courses, and they think they know everything, right? So that's like a common thing. Everyone makes mistakes. I mean, I made the same mistakes. I stopped learning for a while. So I stopped reading books for like 1 month and then traded, and then it's like, there's not in the market, what you have to remember is there's always something to learn. You don't know anything in the market. Always don't never be biased in the market, of course, but there's always something to learn in the market. So keep learning, keep buying books, keep reading. Books are the the best knowledge you'll get. From books itself, you get a lot of, how many ever courses you attend, how many ever things you do, whatever videos you watch, books are the ultimate knowledge, according to me. So read every book. Try to, whatever knowledge you get from the book, try to implement it in your real life. So this whole fifth chapter is about that, on how a new trader stops learning, but how a successful trader keeps on learning about the market. Never stops, keeps on learning about the market, right? So this is all about the psychology part. So what I'm going to do is like this. So this was about my views on the psychology part, because psychology is the most important thing. So you guys go on, read the book. It's very good actually. So the next chapter is about, like, the next chapters is about risk part, and then the next after the 10th chapter is about methodology part. So hope you guys like this episode. So I'd like to talk about the psychology itself. Psychology is very important actually in a trading plan or whatever trading system you have, or whatever kind of a trader you are. Psychology is very important. Like, you should know, like, how to, you know, minimize the, you know, psychological risks. According to me, I only trade the, like, stocks which I have in plan or which are in my trading setup plan, and I backtest my strategies. I keep trying to, you know, find new strategies. That's it for this episode, guys. Thank you. Stay safe. Put your masks on. World is going through a lot of stuff. So keep learning new things. Just improve. Keep improving yourself. If you improve, you don't need to change yourself. All you have to do is improve yourself. Make yourself better. Start reading your books. So you guys can reach me on Instagram at whiteking05, that is WHITE_KING05. Bye guys, see you in the next episode.